thugs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagase with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
And get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Gillette. Internet.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza continues, it has now agreed to some pauses so civilians can get out. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour humanitarian pause for civilians to flee south on foot. Some civilians have sheltered at Gaza's hospitals, but those have been surrounded by fighting too. Israel says Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide commanders among human shields.
Prime Minister Netanyahu told troops the fighting will not stop until the task is complete. Big campaign fundraising investigation in New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams is part of it, along with his top fundraiser, Breonna Suggs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagase with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
And get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza continues, it has now agreed to some pauses so civilians can get out. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour humanitarian pause for civilians to flee south on foot. Some civilians have sheltered at Gaza's hospitals, but those have been surrounded by fighting too. Israel says Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide commanders among human shields.
Prime Minister Netanyahu told troops the fighting will not stop until the task is complete. Big campaign fundraising investigation in New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams is part of it, along with his top fundraiser, Breonna Suggs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagase with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
And get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Gillette. Internet.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Stacey Lynn. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza continues, it has now agreed to some pauses so civilians can get out. Here's CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour humanitarian pause for civilians to flee south on foot. Some civilians have sheltered at Gaza's hospitals, but those have been surrounded by fighting too. Israel says Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide commanders among human shields.
Prime Minister Netanyahu told troops the fighting will not stop until the task is complete. Big campaign fundraising investigation in New York City, and Mayor Eric Adams is part of it, along with his top fundraiser, Brianna Suggs. Here's CBS's Roxana Saberi.
The mayor has not been accused of any wrongdoing and continues to cooperate with the investigation. According to Suggs' LinkedIn profile, she claims to have helped raise more than $18 million for the 2021 Adams campaign.
Well, he denies knowing anything about a signal-stealing scandal, but you will not see Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh on the sidelines for the rest of the season. Correspondent Errol Burnett reports.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
And the team plays Penn State today, its biggest game this season. More threats to election workers. Letters believed to contain fentanyl have been intercepted at election offices. Correspondent Jeff Pagais with details.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
Yeah, you pull out your card all too often to pay for your stuff. You're not alone, says CBS's Michael George.
Americans continue to rack up credit card debt. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York says credit card balances hit a new record, once again surpassing $1 trillion. That's a 40% increase from the beginning of 2021. At the same time, the average credit card interest rate is at a record high of more than 20%.
And get off your tush. Any activity is better for your heart than sitting. British researchers say standing and even sleeping is better than just sitting. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Gillette Intimate.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. French President Emmanuel Macron wants Israeli troops to stop its attacks on Gaza. He told the BBC,
I call for a ceasefire, and I will urge them for a ceasefire, for an humanitarian ceasefire.
While he condemned what he called the terrorist actions of Hamas, he says Israel must stop killing babies and women. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with more.